Mr. Stanley Fells of York, Pennsylvania. Graduating with honors, Mr. Marty Folsom of Woodinville, Washington. Mrs. Linda Foster of Bellevue, Washington. Ms. Karen Fox of Bellingham, Washington. Mr. C. Thomas Golson of San Diego, California. Graduating with honors, Mr. Mark Gilbert of Bellevue, Washington. Mr. Donald Griffin of Kirkland, Washington. Graduating with honors, Mr. Scott Hadley of Camas, Washington. Graduating with honors, Ms. Catherine Henke of Kirkland, Washington. Mr. Gary Hart of Lewiston, Idaho. I missed it, not him. Mr. Harmon Heckathorne of Woodinville, Washington. Graduating with honor, Mr. John Hegley of Santa Rosa, California. Mr. Thomas Hines of Paulsbo, Washington. Mr. Dana Hicks of Kirkland, Washington. Mr. Derek Hill of Port Angeles, Washington. Mr. Vaughn Hauger of Fairbanks, Alaska. Mr. Stephen Jameson of Bellevue, Washington. Mr. Dwayne Gyra of Arlington, Washington. Reverend and Mrs. Robert Johnston of Seattle, Washington. And Linda graduates with honors. Mr. Donald Kemper of Seattle, Washington. Mr. Gary Kemper of Seattle, Washington. Ms. Candy Kennedy of Kirkland, Washington. Mr. Kenneth Kincaid of Port Orchard, Washington. Graduating with honors, Mrs. Peggy Kirk of Bellevue, Washington. Graduating with honors, Mr. Stephen Cohagan of Kirkland, Washington. Mr. Timothy Langley of Bellevue, Washington. Yeah. Mr. James LaPrade of Indian Orchard, Maine.
Massachusetts.
Mr. Russell Larson of Seattle, Washington. Graduating with honors, Mr. Douglas Littleton of Moscow, Idaho. Mr. Michael Longenecker of Bandon, Oregon. Mr. Kenneth Lovin of Montpelier, North Dakota. Mr. Stephen Malio of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ms. Catherine Manser of Mission, British Columbia. Ms. Evangeline Martinez of the Philippine Islands. Reverend Lanny Mempa of Redmond, Washington. Mr. Jim Meyer of Brooks, Oregon. Mr. Abakuki Nakaming Levu of Suva. Mr. Isaac Nakazawa of Japan. Mrs. Diana Newhouse of Cedro Woolley, Washington. Graduating with honors, Dr. and Mrs. Alf Nilsson of Stockholm, Sweden. Mr. and Mrs. Edwin Novak of Albany, Oregon, and Rosemary graduates with honors. Mr. Tim Olson of Everett, Washington. Mr. Dongan Park of Seoul, Korea. Mr. Edward Parr of Paulsbo, Washington. Ms. Christy Payne of Medford, Oregon. Ms. Janine Peterson of Bellevue, Washington. Mr. Randy Robeson of Winston, Oregon. Mr. Mark Robinson of Antioch, California. Graduating with honors, Mr. Daniel Schaefer of Chehalis, Washington. Graduating with honors, Mr. Gary Semph of Arlington, Washington. Is it Robert Shipley? Mr. Robert Shipley of Gladstone, Oregon. Graduating with honors, Mr. Russell Smitsker of Anchorage, Alaska. Mr. Gary Smith of Canyonville, Oregon. Graduating with honors, Mr. Richard Smith of Homer, Alaska. Mr. Richard Snyder of Roseburg, Oregon. Graduating with honors, Mr. Darrell Strong of Pasco, Washington. Mr. John Sutton of St. Helens, Oregon. Ms. Shirley Thompson of Central Point, Oregon. Mr. Edward Tyler of Olympia, Washington. Mr. Jeffrey Ugent of Bellevue, Washington. Mr. Mark Warkentine of Bow, Washington. Mr. Paul Warner of Olympia, Washington. Graduating with honors, Mrs. Linda Shervik Welk of Nampa, Idaho. Mr. Gregory Westbrook of Linwood, Washington. Graduating with honors, Mr. Philip Wiebe of Bellevue, Washington. Mr. Stephen Williams of Kirkland, Washington. Ms. Rhonda Woods of Kirkland, Washington. Mr. Dwayne Wolf of Stanfield, Oregon. Mr. Philip Wolf of Beaverton, Oregon. Ms. Ki Young Hee Yoon of Seoul, Korea. And graduate number 3069, Mr. Stephen Youngren of Everett, Washington, graduating.
Would you like to express your appreciation to them? A few footnotes and some congratulations. You may observe that one of our graduates, Mr. Jeffrey Eugent, garbed with a Jewish prayer shawl, the talis. This is a garb that is worn on special religious occasions by the Jewish people. And Jeff himself is a symbol of the fact that this is a new day for the Jewish people, when many like himself, especially in the younger generation, are discovering their Messiah through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I think we should have Jeffrey stand. Thank you. And here to congratulate Joe Amosa. He's quite a group of Samoan friends from here and there and just about everywhere. If ever there's a sense of family, it's among the Samoan people. And from San Jose, California, including three ministers, parents-in-law, and others who are here, district superintendent, I think you folk ought to wave your hand and let us know you're here. Will you do that? And somewhere over here. And coming from our assistant general superintendent, the Reverend Dr. J. Raymond Carlson, congratulations upon your graduation. This is a significant occasion in your life. We are looking to you to be an answer to the prayers of many and have in obedience fulfilled our Lord's command when he said, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And may the days ahead be richly blessed as you find your task in the harvest field of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, wherever and whatever it may be." And coming from the Division of Christian Education, over the signature of Dr. Hardy Steinberg and Secretary Thomas M. Levin, the Assemblies of God Education Department takes pleasure in congratulating you on the completion of your education program at Northwest College. We are proud of your achievements and prayerfully anticipate your dedicated service in the whitened harvest fields. And to Dr. Mary Maxine Williams. Congratulations, Maxine. Your Springfield family. Members are proud of you. Mother, Ward, Leora, Harriet, Sydney, Morris, Macy, Harlan, and Doris. They all knew about it, and you didn't. And I have a copy of that for you. And to a gentleman who, for the past 6 years, has served as the alumni president of Northwest College and Friday night was named Distinguished Alumnus, Pastor from Spanaway, to you, Mr. Bullock. This, congratulations on being Alumnus of the Year of Northwest College. We are proud of you and your accomplishments. You are a great shepherd, your loving congregation of Spanaway Assembly. And as has been detected, a couple of footnotes which should be observed. And in education, sometimes the footnotes are far more important than the main text. Especially on a certain occasion, you better check them out. After 32 years, Miss Williams leaves the employ of Northwest College. She marks the passing of great number of beautiful, dedicated people who have served this institution for so long. And we have talked with her and urged her, and she'd, I think, continue to teach if it weren't for the grading of the papers. She says, "I've graded all the papers." But how we love and appreciate her, and she leaves our employ. Mr. Carl Kinney, who is on the platform and who has a is a parent of a graduate. Would you stand, sir? He has served the college as coach, athletic director, and in the classroom for this past 10 years with real distinction, loved and appreciated, respected. He goes to Bellevue Neighborhood Church. I guess you start tomorrow, is that correct? Oh, no, that's a holiday. Yeah, take it. Starting Tuesday as their business manager. We appreciate him. Express your appreciation to him, will you? And we have a kind of a flip-flop. Dan French has been with us for a number of years as our full-time speech coach and professor. He is leaving and will return in a part-time capacity, and then his part-time associate will assume full-time status, Darby Swanson. Dan, would you stand and let us express our appreciation to you? Repeatedly, Northwest College went to the speech tournaments where the biggies were represented and walked away with the trophies. And we're proud of our speech people and what they do. Mrs. Doris Olson is retiring after having been with us many years in a part-time capacity teaching English and Swedish. What would you expect at Northwest College, located here in the Northwest, but someone would be teaching Swedish? Is Doris with us today? We express our appreciation to her. Praise God. We feel we have a very distinguished faculty. God has prepared them, brought them to the college. The continuity of our faculty is one of the marks of excellence at Northwest College, and we are indeed proud of the faculty who serve here, whom God has brought to this place. Praise God. We thank all of you for coming. There will be opportunity to take pictures outside and to congratulate these graduates and extend to them the gifts you've brought or whatever. It's an exciting day, and we have done what we hope to do and conclude before 5 o'clock. Mr. Bennett.
I invite you to stand as we sing together the Alma Mater, which was written by Dr. Williams. Let's sing it. Please remain standing.
We'd be remiss if we did not give honor unto the one which gathers us here. Could we applaud the Lord Jesus? Father, you reported in your word to us of the many things done and accomplished through the Lord Jesus Christ. You then said that if all the things in the world were written concerning him, not the world could not contain the books that would be written. And Lord, you begin the book of Acts with Peter, John, Stephen, Paul, Titus, Mark. You did not finish the book of Acts, but you started chapter 29 with Luther, Wesley's, Taylor, Judson, Moody, Brainerd, Booth's, McPherson, Sunday, Townsend, Kuhlman, Graham, Bunting. Father, we ask one more time, raise up by your Holy Spirit the final chapter through this graduating class. Do it again in his name. Amen.